Sean, in terms of tonight, you've picked up a point, a really hard fought one. Could it have been all three?
It could have, but generally, I think, you know, overall, we had the better chances with a really good one second half. There wasn't many real chances in the game, I didn't think. Both managed to look at the goals. I mean, I'd look at ours as a very good one, because Sam Vokes' quality in getting turned was sublime, and Andre finds another goal. Theirs was, we'd be disappointed, you know, unlike us, really, to get done on such an easy style of goal. But overall, I think, you know, both teams would probably take the point. I must give credit to both teams. The pitch here is, I know down the years it's had some trouble here, and it's very difficult to play, and I thought both teams actually tried to play it well. They obviously went longer with the big man Nahui in, but I don't mean that in a way to do them down. I don't think that's generally their game plan, but tonight I think maybe they looked at the pitch and thought that was a game plan. We broke that up well at times, dealt with that well. And my only question mark about us tonight was in the final third. We gave the ball away so flippantly and so cheaply, and it's not like us. You know, we particularly lately, by the way, you know, our football up to the final third was generally good. We mixed it well, played the pitch well. But in the final third, we really, you know, were off our game tonight, which is, like I said, I'm not going to over-question it, because lately, as everyone knows, we've been scoring goals, you know, for fun.
An early goal in both halves. Did that shape the way the half ended up panning out? The first half you seemed to dominate after scoring, and the second half you seemed to be under pressure having conceded.
Well, I thought it was a strange one, because I thought they had a bit of pressure, but it was really long balls going into the box. It wasn't like they were opening chances up. And I thought the last 10 minutes, I thought we were strong. I thought you could tell that, you know, that if anyone was going to edge it by then, I mean, we'd had the big chance with Vokesy, a great ball from Matt, in a great position for Vokesy. You know, as everyone knows, I never question the finish. It's getting in there all the time. That's what I question. Sometimes they go in, sometimes they don't. So I'm pleased that the big man was in there. It's a great position, and a fine cross from Matty Taylor. And after that, really, we finished quite strong now. I felt there was a little nervous edge to them where we were beginning to turn it back in our favour. We didn't quite get there in the end, but I'm really pleased with the mentality of the players. And, you know, you've got to remember that we've come off the back of the Arsenal game. For obvious reasons, they're a strong side. We couldn't rest 8 or 9 like they did down at Shrewsbury. Obviously, they didn't get the result they wanted, but they had a bit more freshness tonight. So we were pleased with how the players dealt with it physically as well.
How tricky was it in terms of the crowd getting on the referee's case at times and the opposition technical area perhaps getting involved? Was there a bit of pressure, did you feel, once they'd got back in the game in that respect?
No, well, I mean, I try and keep that to myself. You know, I try not to get involved with referees. At times you have to, and at times you have to, you know, try and get a decision or speak to the fourth. We attempt not to. And generally, I thought the referee refereed the game well, actually, you know, because there was a noise from the crowd on virtually every decision for some part of the game. The technical errors are what they are. I've got no, that's, you know, up to each staff how they conduct themselves. We just try and conduct ourselves properly.
And in terms of league form, keeps you unbeaten in half a dozen games now. How important is it to just keep this rolling?
Well, it's important in the sense that it keeps that feeling of being hard to beat. It's fair to say that we've been hard to beat for most of the season. We've delivered another solid performance tonight without being technically as good as we have been lately. You have to find different ways of getting points on the board. And, you know, people will know before the game, these have only lost once at home, so they're no mugs, that's for sure. We take the point and we go back home.
And of course, there'll be plenty of teams that will come here, as you've just touched upon, who will go home totally empty-handed.
Well, and I think there'll be plenty who come and take the game on, because, you know, the thing with stats like that is that teams go, well, it's sometimes a free one. You know, the expectation is on them to win the home games when they're going strongly. We love that expectation at Turf. You know, we enjoy that. We want to take on everyone, as we did against Derby. So we're in good shape, both mentally and with our play at the moment.
And in terms of going forward, looking into the future, is it just a case of that sharpening up in the final third and getting back to what you've done in the last couple of games?
Well, as I suggested earlier on in the interview, I'm not going to start over-questioning that, because we've been firing goals in and making chances from everywhere. I mean, at Arsenal, we showed the players we had 10 chances at Arsenal. And, you know, not many teams go there and make that many chances. We didn't make as many tonight. We didn't carve out as many. But like I said, it was only because the consistency and the clarity in the final third wasn't there. You know, the reason why I say consistency is just keeping the ball and then kind of waiting, being patient for the chance to open, or getting it wide and getting crosses in. We kind of found a pass, then gave it away, or went for a cross and then turned inside and kept the ball. And so that was my only question mark. But as I suggest, over the last period, we've been very, very scoring goals. So I'm not going to make too big a deal out of it.